send your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And a happy Wednesday to you. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We've now passed the midway point of the work week. Woo-hoo. As we have just a couple of days left before another weekend. Gotta love those holiday weekends. Make the week go by a lot quicker. Hopefully that's the case for you. Let's do this. Let's have a really quick check of the roads and first warning weather, see if there's anything out there that you need to know about before we get rolling.
Well, roads are looking good. We do have an accident on Blue Angel Parkway that is causing some slight delays just south of Softy Field Road. But other than that, we're looking good. And if you do see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. It's 84 right now in Pensacola with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. And tonight, we do have a 40% chance of thunderstorms and a low of 70. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And we start today with our top three stories. The House is set to vote this evening on the debt ceiling bill negotiated by Speaker McCarthy and the White House. McCarthy is now working to secure the votes for the deal, as a number of conservative members have openly opposed it, arguing it doesn't go far enough to rein in government spending.
I think the operative question there is whether or not the Speaker can get to a majority of the majority. If a majority of Republicans are against a piece of legislation and you use Democrats to pass it, that would immediately be a black letter violation of the deal we had with McCarthy to allow his assent to the speakership, and it would likely trigger an immediate motion to vacate.
That's Congressman Matt Gaetz talking with Newsmax. The bill would suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years and includes modest spending cuts and policy provisions.
Former Vice President Pence is likely to announce his 2024 presidential campaign next week. His team is wrapping up plans to launch his campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. He'll likely do it during a CNN town hall on June 7th, which is also his 64th birthday.
And also, we talked about yesterday that Chris Christie is likely to be in the race next week as well. I believe we saw yesterday that Fox will stage the first GOP debate in August, so we'll see what the field looks like for that. Things are ramping up, definitely. Governor DeSantis spending another day in Iowa today with four speeches planned. And speaking of Iowa, five people still are unaccounted for in the building that was scheduled to be torn down. Davenport Mayor Mike Madsen says two of the five unaccounted people are believed to be in the building. The planned demolition has been postponed. Here locally and really around statewide, the big story of the day is hurricane preparedness. As the Atlantic hurricane season will officially open for business tomorrow, there is a disturbance out in the Gulf right now. The National Hurricane Center on that.
And regardless of, you know, of whether that system develops or not, we are looking at certainly the potential for heavy rain across much of the Florida Peninsula during the next several days.
That's Dr. Michael Brennan, says the system has a 20% chance of developing. Also today, hearing from Escambia County's emergency manager regarding a invitation to a hurricane preparedness workshop for church leaders. That'll be next Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Escambia County Emergency Operations Building on North W Street.
They should be communicating with their congregation. You know, how many elderly people do you have? How many shut-ins do you have? How are you going to communicate the preparedness message to your congregation? And what does that look like after the storm?
That's Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins, who says it's also an opportunity for churches to learn more about what they can do to help support recovery efforts. For example, following Hurricane Sally, several churches lined up to host faith-based disaster response groups and also crews from Florida Power and Light as well. The Escambia School District will be hosting a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Pleasant Grove Elementary School's campus. That'll be Friday morning at 9. The new campus is located at 10789 Sorrento Road here in Pensacola. And a man arrested for allegedly burglarizing an automotive store, stealing a car, and then getting involved in a crash. That happened Monday night. 39-year-old Dustin Williams, now charged with several counts, including vehicle theft, two counts of burglary. Deputies responded to a burglary in progress at the Pensacola Auto Brokers Truck Center on Pensacola Boulevard. They found that the gate was damaged, the front door shattered, the lockbox for car keys was broken into, and a Jeep Gladiator was missing. Deputies later responded to Archer Road and Highway 29 in Cantonment after a reported crash involving that stolen Jeep Gladiator, and that's when Williams was arrested. State headlines, a new poll of likely Republican presidential primary voters in Florida has Governor Ron DeSantis ahead of former President Trump by 1 point in a head-to-head battle.
There's been the chase for endorsements amongst the members of Congress and the Florida legislature. And so as we see how the Republican Party members in Florida are stacking up behind Trump and DeSantis, it shows that there's not unanimity in Florida.
That's Barry University's Dr. Sean Foreman, who says the numbers could help DeSantis gain more support. Trump was ahead by double digits last month in a survey from the same polling service, Victory Insights. 4:15 right now, another check of the roads and weather together.
We still have some slowdowns from an accident on Blue Angel Parkway right at Softy Field Road, but it looks like it is clearing up. We also have an accident at the intersection of I-10 and 9 Mile Road. It doesn't look like it's causing a lot of slowdowns, but just keep that in mind. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at weather, nothing in our radar right now that's going to cause any rain, but we do have a 40% chance of rain for this evening and a low of 70. It is 84 right now in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. The National Hurricane Center says that they're already monitoring a disturbance in the Gulf ahead of tomorrow's official start to the Atlantic hurricane season. Director Dr. Michael Brennan says that the system has a 20% chance of developing. He says that they're using new tools this year to help better prepare people for the approaching systems. They have a new model pushing real-time storm surge information 72 hours in advance in an approaching system.
An update from the Hollywood Beach shooting. 4 of the 9 people injured in that on Monday night remain hospitalized. Memorial Healthcare leaders say they are all minors and all in stable condition. 5 victims have already been treated and released. Hollywood police still are searching for 3 people they believe may be responsible. 2 others have been arrested for gun charges.
And with the official hurricane season starting tomorrow, a new AAA survey shows that 1 in 5 Floridians do not make advance preparations for hurricane season or severe weather. Nearly a quarter say that they will ignore warnings to evacuate ahead of a hurricane. Of those who would evacuate, 56% say that they would stay in their homes unless approaching storm was a Category 3 or higher. Reasons given for ignoring evacuation warnings range from not being able to afford a hotel to wanting to stay so they can fix the damage to their property.
Hearing from Senator Rick Scott weighing in on the debt ceiling bill ahead of tonight's vote in the House.
I'm not going to support this. I'm going to do some amendments to try to make it better, but this will not drive down inflation, which is hurting all families, but especially our poorest families.
And as we've talked about this week, the White House is hoping that the House does approve it tonight so the Senate can vote on it tomorrow and be on the desk of President Biden by the end of the week.
And the Hernando County teacher in the middle school classroom controversy is stepping down. The school district says that Jenna Barbie plans to resign. The school board member, Shannon Rodriguez, filed a complaint over a Disney movie that Barbie showed into her 5th grade class. The movie Strange World has a teen character who is gay. Barbie is one of about 50 teachers planning on quitting before the next school year.
Florida today selected as the home for the U.S. Space Force's Space Training and Readiness Command headquarters. Governor DeSantis made that announcement today, saying STARCOM will be housed at Brevard County's Patrick Space Force Base. DeSantis says in a statement, quote, from Project Mercury to today's privatized space flight, Americans look to Florida's Space Coast to see history in the making.
And a pair of Central Florida bridges are being named after famous astronauts. Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation designating the bridges in Brevard County in honoring Dr. Sally Ride and Christina McAlfay. McAuliffe, sorry. Ride, who died in 2012, was the first American to fly in space. And Christina was a New Hampshire teacher who was killed in 1986 in the Challenger space shuttle disaster.
Just shy of 4:20, we'll take a break, come back with a look at the national and world headlines on a busy Wednesday around the world. We'll talk more on that. It's Pensacola Right Now here on News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie with you, 4:23 the time. The text line always open, 850-437-1620. Always welcome your thoughts and opinions and the traffic tips as well. Anything you want to talk about, let us know. 437-1620 is the phone number. Continuing today with a look at what's happening around the country and around the world, we start with an update from Southern California, where police now making arrests after 30 people attacked three off-duty Marines over the Memorial Day weekend. The scene happened Friday night near the San Clemente Pier. Officials say one of the Marines asked the group of teens and young adults to stop lighting fireworks after debris hit him in the face, and that's when they were brutally beaten. Meanwhile, the youngest follower of cult leader Charles Manson is on the verge of parole. A California appeals court ruled that Leslie Van Houten should be released from prison after serving 54 years of a life sentence. She admitted to taking part in killing a Los Angeles couple back in 1969, stabbing the wife 14 times. We told you about Mike Pence earlier, that he is the former vice president, is expected to join the GOP presidential race next week on Thursday. And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to do the same next Tuesday. He's expected to announce his campaign at a town hall at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire.
Just shy of 4:25, going to get a quick look at the roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, something out of the ordinary, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get a quick look from WEAR.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the upper 60s to low 70s. We've got a 50% chance for rain on Thursday, some clouds and sun in the skies. Highs should be in the mid-80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weather looks dry, but if you are headed to the beach, we have a high risk of rip currents for Thursday and Friday with low pressure over the Gulf. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. A family of a Louisiana Arby's employee was found dead in a freezer earlier this month is filing a lawsuit. Relatives claim that the latch in the walk-in freezer was broken, trapping the woman inside. Authorities say that the blood on the freezer door said that she is trying to fight her way out before she died, and her body was found by her son, who also worked at the restaurant.
Thought this was interesting. Love to hear your thoughts as well, especially if you were a teacher here locally. A new survey suggests most teachers in the U.S. think schools would be less safe if they were armed. The RAND Corporation surveyed teachers around the U.S. last fall, and only 1 in 5 said they feel schools would be safer if teachers were allowed to carry guns. Most teachers said their top safety concerns in the classroom were bullying and cyberbullying.
Authorities representing a family of an 11-year-old boy who was shot in Mississippi by a police officer are suing in federal court. The suit is seeking more than $5 million in damages on the behalf of Darian Murray, and Murray was shot by Officer Greg Capers on May 20th. The child called 911 on behalf of his mother.
Video showed a Chinese fighter jet flying directly past the nose of an American plane. The Pentagon released the video of the encounter and says the U.S. plane was conducting safe and routine operations, called the Chinese J-16's move an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver. Meanwhile, China says the U.S. naval and aerial surveillance in the South China Sea region endangers China's national security.
And the United States Navy has rescued one of its pilots who was ejected from a plane on Wednesday morning. The pilot was part of the fighter squadron of the Naval Air Station in Key West in Florida, and the commander, Matt Pierce, confirmed the Naval Air Station search and rescue rescue helicopter rescued the pilot from the waters off of Key West.
The Texas Outlet Mall, where a deadly mass shooting happened earlier this month, is now back open. A gunman killed 8 people and wounded 7 others at the Allen Premium Outlets near Dallas back on May 6th before a police officer shot and killed him. Mall owner Simon Property Group told the 120 stores that they can reopen when they're ready and set their own hours of operation.
And a 3-year pause on student loan payments will end this summer, regardless on how the Supreme Court's ruled the White House plan to forgive billions in student debt. If the debt ceiling deal is approved, then payments would resume in late August. Even if the deal falls through, payments will start 60 days after the Supreme Court decision.
And look at sports news really quickly. A lot of Major League Baseball games getting started early. Some of the games already final include the Angels beating the White Sox 12-5. The Rays beat the Cubs 4-3. The Guardians over the Orioles in the sixth inning 11-8. The Braves started early against the Athletics. They lead 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Other games final, the Tigers beat the Rangers 3-2. Sports notes, of course, we've got game one of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. The Denver Nuggets hosting the Miami Heat. And should be a great series there. If you're a biological male, you will not be competing in women's and girls sports in Alabama. That came down from Governor Kay Ivey, who signed legislation to yesterday on the issue. House Bill 261 limits transgender students from playing sports in public colleges and universities based on their sex at birth. A bill previously signed by Ivy bans biological boys from competing in K through 12 girls sports. So this was essentially an extension of that bill, K through 12, and now that includes colleges and universities. Also, college football fans getting excited certainly for the upcoming season, and to help that excitement along, ESPN announcing starting times for the opening weekend of the college football season. Week one starts off with a good one. Thursday, August 31st, Utah will be hosting Florida at 7 p.m. our time. Other games of note include Florida State taking on LSU in Orlando on Sunday, September 3rd at 6:30. And also Virginia will be playing their first game since the deaths of 3 teammates during the November 13th campus shooting. They'll take on Tennessee at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 2nd. Definitely look forward to the FSU-LSU rematch. And also Florida taking on Utah. Two big games to open up the college football season. It's 4:30 right now. Fox News update coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. It's Gracie and Joe on Pensacola Right Now, taking a look at our weather and our roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Leaving Navarre Beach is going to be extremely slow-moving traffic, as well as typical afternoon traffic from Herbert Field into Navarre on 98 through Windhaven Beach is extremely slow-moving right now. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Taking a look at our weather, we do have some chances of rain for tonight. 40% chance of thunderstorms tonight with a low of 70. Coming up tomorrow, it is going to be showing some rain at 40% all throughout the day and into Thursday night with the high of 83. It's 84 right now in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, and certainly appreciate the traffic as always. And as a PSA, let's be better about texting and driving. And I mean that, and I'm including myself in that. I need to be better too. I've now watched this video about 30 times today, and it's posted on our News Radio Facebook page if you haven't seen it. There was a 21-year-old Florida woman who was driving in Georgia on a freeway, and I don't know how she survived. I have no idea. But the video that was caught by, I believe it was like a crew worker that was there for an earlier accident, somehow just happened to be the right place at the right time, caught this woman going airborne off of a tow truck ramp. The tow truck was parked in the left side of the lane, left lane of the road, for an earlier accident there. And I don't know for sure. I can only assume. My assumption is probably correct. And if you watch this video, probably aligns with me that the driver's head was down looking at her phone because, I mean, the tow truck was just parked there.
Yeah. It's I saw the like video. Just, I was wondering, like, was this a prank?
No, I
didn't think it was, but I was like,
cannot
how do you go
imagine
up that
it was
ramp?
Intentional. But yeah, so the tow truck was parked there on the left side, the ramp was down, and then she just, like Dukes of Hazzard style, yeah, just went right off of it. Like I said, the video is posted on our Facebook page. It's really shocking to watch, but somehow she survived to tell about it. Not that she will necessarily want to do that, but yeah, just let's just be good neighbors and drive and not look at our phones. And that includes me. My wife will tell you that I need to be certainly a lot better about that. But anyway, that's just my thoughts there. And I'm seeing that video, really shocking. Health and business notes. More than 1,700 Amazon employees walked off the job today, calling for more flexibility with remote work. They also want the company to pay more attention to its climate impact. The move comes a month after Amazon started requiring employees to work from the office at least 3 days a week.
Fidelity says that Twitter is worth only a third of what Elon Musk paid for it about 7 months ago. According to their latest markdown, Musk's investment in Twitter is now worth $8.8 billion. He took over the company late October after shelling out $44 billion, including $33.5 billion in equity.
Virginia's Arlington County is going high-tech when answering calls for help. And several weeks ago, we talked about how Wendy's was introducing not only AI, but robots in helping with orders. But starting tomorrow, Virginia's Arlington County will be using an AI device to be assigned to the non-emergency 911 line. So this includes things like noise complaints, towed cars, so nothing of an emergency. But county leaders say it will be a game changer, and the move will free up dispatchers and work at other call centers dealing with staffing shortages. The county plans to collect data for the first month and then train the AI to deal with common problems.
Chipotle is giving away free burritos during the NBA Finals. The fast food company announced that every time a player makes a three-pointer, the company is going to give away 300 meals. Chipotle will tweet from its Chipotle Twitter account each time the Denver Nuggets or Miami Heat player takes a shot, and the first 300 to text that message to its number will receive a promo code for a free Mexican grill. Joe, I know you love Chipotle.
Yes, I love the NBA, and I love Chipotle, so this is right up on my alley.
I hope you get one.
I hope so, too. I don't think I will. I don't know. I just never have good luck with this sort of thing. But, I mean, 300 people are going to be every three-pointer. So, I mean, I would say, like, I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of scrolling and just, you know, just being on Twitter, just constantly scrolling and doing the refresh. I'm not watching the game. So, you know, I may give it a shot during game one and just see if I get lucky. I'm probably not going to stick it out through the series. If I strike out tomorrow night, I'm probably out for the series, and I'll just pony up the $7. Pop culture news. One of my favorite events is the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I don't know if you are a fan, if you watch this when it comes around on the television every year, but more than 200 smart kids from around the U.S. are in Washington, D.C. for the National Spelling Bee. They'll compete in the semis today. It's on ION Television from 7 to 9. The finals are set for Thursday night. I should have looked this up already. I know that it used to be on like ESPN or ABC for the finals. I don't know if that will be the case. I'm going to do that here in just a moment, look that up. But I love the spelling bee, Gracie, because it always provides us an opportunity for to hear something like this.
Numbnut.
What? Numbnuts? What?
Numbnut.
Numbnut is a felt or sheepskin pad placed between a horse's back and the saddle to prevent chafing. Can I say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Numbna.
Oh, Numbna.
One of the most iconic moments in recent, I don't know how recent that was. I mean, it's several years old now, but I remember watching that. So, yeah, it looks like the finals is not going to be on ABC or ESPN. So ION TV is the home of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I'm going to have to look up on my YouTube TV, see if I have that on the subscription. I don't think I do, but so I'll be disappointed.
I'm not super familiar with PASS, but I heard this morning on Andrew's show. Did last year end in a tie? I think he said that.
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
They run out of words, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, there's
like approved words.
There's approved words that the kids are studying from. It's not just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea how long the list is of approved words, but there has to be hundreds of them. But, yeah, there are approved words that they'll study from. But.
Okay. Well, in other pop culture news, another oldie having a baby.
Yeah.
Actor Al Pacino is becoming a father again at the age of 82.
So that's what? How old? Who was the guy last week? Or was it? I can see him.
I know. I'm picturing his face right now.
It's not. Is it De Niro?
Yeah, it is. Well, Al Pacino is becoming a father again. TMC reports that his girlfriend, 29 years old, Noor, is 8 months pregnant. She's linked with Pacino for just over a year and previously had a relationship with Mick Jagger.
What are your thoughts on an 83-year-old having a baby? I mean,
how? Why?
I guess, I mean, you know, it is a life. And so, I mean, that is to be celebrated. But I just don't think it's fair at all to the child.
Well,
I really don't.
I did read. Yeah, it's not fair to the child. And I read this on a People article that Pacino has a daughter who's 32. So his girlfriend is
29. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's like things that happen in L.A. and Hollywood. It's just like people are pretending that's normal. And so it's like, OK, but it's kind of gross.
Yeah. Well, let's get a quick update on the roads and weather, and then we'll have more pop culture stuff.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We are, of course, seeing our everyday afternoon traffic. If you're leaving Herbert Field, heading through Windhaven Beach, expect some afternoon slowdowns on 98. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We're going to get an update on weather from WEAR.
As we head through tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with overnight lows near 70. We'll end up with a 50% chance for rain on a Thursday, so a shower or thunderstorm could pop up. Otherwise, some sun and clouds. Highs will be in the mid-80s. The weather looks dry Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There is a high risk of rip currents for Thursday and Friday, so if you're headed to the beach, beware of that as low pressure is spinning over the Gulf. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
It's 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, and 84 in Milton. It's Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Also, today is kicking off Fiesta Day. That's Fiesta Days is going to be Wednesday at Seville Quarter starting at 7. The kickoff for the 10-day Fiesta events are starting, and the Surrender of the City starts at 7:15. You can get tickets through Fiesta Pensacola office or at fiestapensacola.org. So check that out happening today.
Gracie, what do we love?
Taylor.
So Congress is getting involved in concert tours. Two New Jersey congressmen are sponsoring a bill called the Boss and Swift Act. It's an effort to bring transparency and regulation to an industry they say is badly corrupted. The bill is named for Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift. So
I'm glad they're hard at work.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that it's related to tickets.
Yes.
And how that's handled. You hear people getting scammed and ripped off and all that sort of thing. I'll reserve judgment until I see what this bill produces. Because, you know, I mean, being a sports fan, and I use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek for sports tickets. So I'll be curious to see what comes of this. Gracie, let me throw out this scenario to you.
Okay.
You've lost your cell phone. What lengths would you go to retrieve it before you said, oh, you know what? I'm just going to have to get a new one.
I would jump into water to get it for sure, depending how deep it is. If I looked and I couldn't find it, I would just get a new phone. I'm a backup person, so I have everything backed up.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. So this story from India is just really bizarre to me. A government official in the country of India was suspended from his job after he ordered an entire water reservoir to be drained so he could retrieve his cell phone. The man apparently works as a food inspector, dropped it while taking a selfie. It took 3 days to pump out more than 2 million liters of water, and in the end, the phone wouldn't even start.
Yikes.
Would you go to those lengths?
No.
If you could, if you had the power?
No, I don't think that's worth it for the broken phone.
Not at all.
Another wacky one. Two strangers are now co-workers of Guinness World Records for the most tattoo of Marvel comic characters. The Canadian Rick and the American Ryan have 34 Marvel tattoos. They admit it might be done, but he's running out of space. And then also Ryan says he might add a few more.
Summer safety tip, and I do this, and I had no idea that this could cause such a hazard. Don't leave your sunglasses on your dashboard, or else they could turn the sun into a death ray and burn up your car. Just like you can burn stuff with a magnifying glass, it's the same type of level there. A fire department in England says that's exactly what happened. They posted a photo to their Twitter account. It melted the entire dashboard, the top of the steering wheel, and burned a big hole through the windshield, too. I did not know that could happen with sunglasses.
I didn't either, and I do that quite often, leaving my sunglasses. Well, last wacky one before we take a quick break. A sweet tooth bear made off with about 60 cupcakes from a Connecticut bakery. Video of the incident shows that the bear is going through the garage doors and dragging the box of cupcakes out to the parking lot. Employees say that they were in the process of loading the cupcakes into the van for delivery. Yikes. It is 4:50 right here on Pensacola right now. Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday. We're going to take a quick break and come back with some more good news to finish off this hour. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Wednesday night. We're talking a little bit about the spelling bee.
Yes.
And always feel free to call in or text in your opinions to 850-437-1620. I got a text in. In 2005, a kid quoted Napoleon Dynamite before spelling his world. And the year before that, someone fainted during the spelling
bee. So this has sent me on a rabbit trail the top spelling bee moments in history. And I had completely forgotten about that moment that the text was referring to. Here's what it sounded like.
Chinook.
Chinook. May I please have the definition?
Chinook means a warm, moist, southwest wind of the Pacific coastal region of North America from Oregon northward.
Do the chickens have large talons? We'll check that.
So,
what is that?
Chinook. Chinook. Chinook.
Have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
So
is that a secret message?
I mean,
Dominic Arazo.
It did not get nearly the reaction that it should have gotten from the audience, and then the narrator there's like, is that supposed to be a hit? that's funny.
A witty kid, though.
Oh, like, yeah. Well, it's like, I mean, the confidence, because like he knows he has it.
Yeah.
He knows he's got it. He's like, oh, this is, I'm on national television in the National Spelling Bee, and you know, I don't know how long ago that was. I can't imagine it took place that long after. I mean, the text says 2005, so I think Napoleon Dynamite came out in like 2003 or four. So, and it was such a cult classic and popular. I mean, I quoted it all the time. I still do with certain individuals, but yeah. I had completely forgotten about that, but
The texter said the judges are all humorous. Yeah, right. Academic
completely
types.
Lost on the judges, completely lost on the crowd, and the announcers had no idea what was going on there. But
and then seriously says the word and spells it like perfectly fine.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So, funny.
So yeah, so I have pulled up the most iconic, the eight most memorable Scripps National Spelling Bee moments of all time. So we will have some fun with that throughout the show today. And the reason why is, you know, we're, it's our own little celebration of the 200th National Spelling Bee happening this week. The semifinals are tonight, and then the finals on Friday. So, yeah, good stuff there. But it's not on ESPN or ABC. It's on ION TV, which I don't know when that changed, but I will miss getting to see that. Let's get a couple of good news stories. First, let's get traffic and weather really quick because we're having too much fun here.
Well, roads are looking good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Of course, you have your everyday afternoon slowdowns. If you are leaving Windhaven Beach or leaving Mary Esther going through Windhaven Beach, it's going to be slow moving on 98. If you see something else, give me a call to 850-2626-111. Weather is looking great. We do have some chances of rain for this evening. But if you do see something on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. It's 84 in Pensacola, 84 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
And more than 50 years after graduating high school, 72-year-old Sam Kaplan became the first of his seven siblings to earn a bachelor's degree. He graduated from Georgia Gwinnett College, and making the story even better, his 99-year-old mother was there to cheer him on from the crowd. That's
awesome.
Cool. Awesome. 4:59, we'll take a break and have Channel 3 News at 5. We'll be back in about 12 minutes for a look at everything happening in your world today. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.